Well, there was a special city council meeting in Lansing last night, and it was filled with residents angry about the city's city utilities' response to the recent power outage. And Current State's Joe Lindstroth was there. He joins us now to talk about what happened. Joe, it sounds like it was a pretty intense meeting.
That's an understatement, Melissa. Yeah, the council room was packed. They don't allow anyone standing, so it was overflow into outside the council chambers, and I think even down into the lobby on the first floor. More than 50 people spoke. They each were allotted 3 minutes and about 3 hours. I'd say most people took their entire 3 minutes to speak their word. Here's a little bit of a sample of some of the things that were said last night.
Hi. First off, midnight tonight, I will spend without power for 10 days. I still have no power. There is a lack of communication. There is a lack of information. Unable to call the Board of Water and Light due to antiquated phone systems.
So today, I finally get a response back via email from someone at customer service at DWL. And the response, I had to walk away from it for a minute because I was so angry. Because it was a cut and paste from your website.
Heaven forbid that people die. I had several elderly people, they're calling me saying, so, oh, when are we going to get our power back on? I don't know. We can't get through. There's no answers.
By listing the names of the streets, Lansing Board and Water Light has not helped, but they have put us in harm's way. By listing the names of the streets without power, they have endangered the citizens by providing thieves and burglars with specific target information.
If I treated my dog the way y'all treated us, I'd be in jail. All of you need to be charged with reckless endangerment. You left us out to die.
I don't even think people would be this upset if they thought that somebody cared. Nobody cared.
There is no acceptable excuse. This is not some remote village in the Appalachians. It's the capital city of this state.
And as you heard right there, that was pretty much a tenor range from extreme frustration to trembling in anger.
Wow, for
most folks. Other things said, there were some calls for resignations. People mm-hmm. remembering at the next election. People called for a fact-finding by an independent panel. Many spoke about the failure of communications, of just being left in the dark again, not to use
literally,
a terrible
yeah.
pun. And other people said that again last night. There were offers of help. People have emergency management experience, military experience. State Senator Jones, Rick Jones, said he's going to try and draft a bill that will move BWL under the purview of the Michigan Public Service Commission. Currently, publicly held utilities are not under the purview of the Michigan Public Service Commission. And Meridian Township Trustee Milton Scales asked for a way for his constituents to opt out of BWL services.
Wow. So even people saying that they want out of this utility, basically.
Exactly.
So I understand after all the public comments, Board of Water and Light General Manager Peter Lark addressed the council and customers. What did he have to say?
He did. He started with by making very clear that no utility in Michigan has ever lost 40% of its customers' power. 40%. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a pretty stressful situation,
right,
to say
right.
the least. 40,000 customers were without power, and they were just frankly overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm. So he was saying it was situational, that this is unprecedented, really, in terms.
Of the scale. You know, and he did, you know, use a comparison to the major storm in 1984, saying it took 15 to 16 days to restore all the power. And you know, also he reminded folks, and so did a couple commentators, that, you know, BWL actually has had a good track record in power outages, in fact, even better than some of the private, you mm-hmm. know, DTE and Consumers Energy. Obviously not this time.
Right. So what's next for BWL in terms of priorities?
Well, you know, there are a number. I mean, a couple is there was obviously a communication breakdown. They said that their outage management system was not fully operational, and they've been trying to bring it up to speed in the next few months, so they'll be working on that. They have three priorities in January. Community forums in East Lansing and Lansing they will be holding to hear more of this type of thing from customers.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be updating the computer systems and information technology and really do an analysis of what happened. Some of the council members, you know, then had a chance to ask some questions and express some of their concerns. One thing that came out, and also came out in some of the comments, was tree trimming. Mm-hmm. Some people said there should be more tree trimming. Peter Lark did address that and saying it's a double-edged sword. Some people really don't want their trees trimmed,
right,
and some really do. It's, mm-hmm. it's a difficult thing for a utility to deal with. But he also did say that they have been an aggressive tree trimming program for the last 5 years, and his staff estimated that 70% of the system would have been down without it. One interesting side note to the tree trimming is both council member Aylin Bowles and Derek Quinney said they heard from their constituents that Wright Tree Service that the city contracts to do the trimming, mm-hmm. were charging individual customers for tree removal while also under the city contract. So that's definitely a story to be watching, is Wright Tree Service and how that all played out.
Yeah, that's definitely going to come up some more, I would think.
I think it will. And it's something that we'll continue to look at as well. You know, some of the other things that Peter Lark said, you know, the management system, they're hiring some consultants, and they're currently putting out a request for proposal for a customer management system, mm-hmm. which will, among other things, allow for an outage map. That was a big deal for some folks about not seeing a map and knowing, you know, where the power outages were. There's smart grid technology. Commenters mentioned that. It's very expensive. They are phasing in a little bit of it this next fiscal year in July 1, Peter Lark said. But not everyone will have it. And, you know, then the mayor had a chance to speak. And
yeah, I was going to say, what did he have to
do? He basically, you know, clarified that BWL does not report to the city on a day-to-day basis. Oversight is actually by an 8-member board that's appointed by the mayor. And that board will be actually holding a meeting January 8th at 5:30 p.m. in Rio Town. We'll have some more details there. He said the police chief said crime was down compared to a year ago. And Lansing Fire Chief Randy Telefaro said all calls for ambulances and fire trucks were responded to, and not one life was lost. So with that, that was why there was no declaration of emergency, really, because the fire, the police, and shelter services need to be overwhelmed, and they were handling things there. So a lot of people were asking why there wasn't an emergency declaration. That's an explanation there. There will be a relaxation of debris pickup regulations for picking up of branches mm-hmm. soon. More details are still working those out.
Okay, clearly this is going to be a story we'll be staying with in the weeks to come. Current State's Joe Lindstraw, thanks very much for covering the meeting and bringing us back what you found.
You're welcome.